Bianca and Caitlin with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, the Queensland Nurses Union has moved further towards industrial action as negotiations between the union and state government broke down earlier this week. The dialogues have centred around new enterprise agreements, fair pay, and flexible work conditions. The state government, as a part of their new agreement, had offered to back pay nurses if they relinquished their rights to strike, which was swiftly rejected by the union. Queensland Council of Unions General Secretary Jacqueline King says that the expected industrial action could affect about 260,000 workers across the state. UN experts have called for major reform of Queensland's youth justice system after a confidential submission raised concerns about rights violations in correctional facilities. In an open letter, the UN made specific reference to the Queensland State Government and its Adult Time, Adult Crime Act, stating that the Crisafelli government and the Act were incompatible with basic child rights. The open letter comes as the Queensland Parliament prepares to pass a second round of controversial youth crime laws. These laws, if passed, are estimated to have a disproportionate effect on Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander youth. These new amendments are expected to be brought forward to Parliament later this week.
In national news, a popular rest stop in Western Australia has been bulldozed after growing concerns about waste dumping. The Marbleup rest stop, which sits between the WA towns of Denmark and Albany, is one of three closures implemented by Main Roads, which says limited resources contributed to its decision. This follows earlier news this month, where the stop was left looking like a landfill after the recent school holidays due to illegal campers and dumping. Main Roads WA, which manages the South Coast Highway and its rest stops, had initially promised to find those who were illegally dumping and issue fines. However, instead, the rest stop was bulldozed and blocked off. Main Roads Great Southern Regional Director Andrew Duffield said that they chose to revegetate the site due to its proximity to the city of Albany.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has invited Pope Leo XIV to visit Australia in the first private meeting between a Pope and an Australian leader in 16 years. Albanese invited the Pope to Sydney to attend the 54th International Eucharistic Congress in 2028, which would be the first visit of the leader of the Catholic Church to Australia since 2008. Albanese also presented Pope Leo with an artwork by South Australian Ngarrindjeri artist Amanda Westley. The meeting was one of many diplomatic talks following Pope Leo's inaugural mass, including US Vice President presenting the pontiff with a personalized Chicago Bears jersey.
In international news, a two-hour phone call between President of the United States Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin took place on Monday afternoon to discuss the United States' impact on the Ukraine-Russia conflict. After the call, Trump stated that the conflict, which he previously claimed he could end in 24 hours, can only be negotiated by Russia and Ukraine, as well as maybe the Pope. There is a possibility that Trump's latest take on the war in Ukraine could be a sign that the US will ultimately abandon the negotiating table. This raises concerns on whether the US will continue to assist Ukraine with military funding, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky growing concerned. Zelensky said, "It's crucial for all of us that the United States does not distance itself from the talks and the pursuit of peace," on Monday after the Trump-Putin call.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as your typical 4ZZZ subscriber. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow at 8 with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hey, just a warning that this next song has some coarse language in it. Tune out now if you don't want to hear it.